Here is Jesus College, Oxford, on Turl Street, Oxford, founded by Queen Elizabeth the I, 1571. There's the chapel to educate clergy for Wales, because Wales didn't have a university till the late 19th century. And look above the door, Ich den, I serve in German. The Prince of Wales' motto, copied from John, Duke of Bohemia, a royal coat of arms, the fleur de lis, the lions pass on that side, and Jesus' own coat of arms on this side, the three deer, I don't know why they're white, or on a green field, and go to the Porter's Lodge, Porter's Lodge being the main entrance of any Oxford college. So, and women were first admitted in 1974. So the porters in here, as in security guards. And notices in the Porter's Lodge, of course, not so important these days, because they have things by email. So Hugh Price is a Welsh barrister, MP, founded it. He's also a clergyman. They're not allowed to be barristers anymore, clergy. So, yes, it's over there into the chapel. Memorial to the most famous son, Lawrence of Arabia, Thomas Edward Lawrence, is here from 1907 to 1910, Fellow of All Souls. So Prime Minister Jamaica, Norman Manley was here, Harold Wilson was here in the 30s, and probably nobody else I've heard of, actually. William Lloyd, the writer. Okay, so there's another quad behind that one, and there's the hall in between, as in dining room. And look at this, yeah. Okay, so these are the 3 years he was here, Thomas Edward Lawrence. He was there in Arabia, and his name shall never be effaced. And this was put here in the House of Jesus College. There are seven pillars in the house. The House of Wisdom has seven pillars. That's a quotation from the Bible. And that was what inspired the title of one of his memoirs, which is Set the Seven Pillars of Wisdom, about fighting in what's now Saudi Arabia against the Ottoman Turks. So sometimes called Revolt in the Desert, that book. So back onto Turl Street, Trinity that way, Exeter College over here, just across Turl Street. Turl Street had a twirling gate, hence Turl Street, T-U-R-L. And over there is Lincoln College. I have no idea why they're flying the Swiss flag, especially at half-mast. Perhaps an old member of the college was somewhat prominent in Switzerland, has just died. Okay. I noticed Christchurch flying their flag at half-mast as well. Probably one of the Don's dies. I shall switch it off now.